about that thick and about that wide.
Nice fillet.
Mm-hmm. And you fillet it.
And that's a red snapper.
Black snappers, yeah, they call them. Black snappers and red snappers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They used to salt them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for winter. They're good eating. They get good meat.
Mm. What was the name of their name in Aleutic?
Well, they're just like Kayu look.
Like that.
Uh-huh. They look like them. Uh-huh. I think that what the name of them is Kayuluk. Yeah, because they used to say Kayuluk Shinamu Pigachimang, red snappers. Mm. Kayuluk. But we used to catch them in the river too, those, besides those big flounders. The big flounders were about as big.
Yeah.
Remember? Mm-hmm. And those were good too.
Yeah.
They had lots of meat
on them.
Yeah. You just take the, you know, skin them and fry them up and boy, they're good.
That canned butter was good.
Yeah. It was, they're good. Uh-huh. Yeah, Kayuluk, you can eat them.
And what do you call flounder then in Aleutic?
Flounder, they call it. What the heck they call it? Flounder. Oh, I forgot now. I gotta think. Gosh, I gotta think about it. I can't remember.
Hmm. What about
E? Wout.
What is it?
Wout.
Wout?
Wout.
Wout.
Wout. Wout. Wout.
Wout.
Wout, they call them. Huh. Flounders, wout.
Wout.
Wout. Wout. Wout. Wow, shuk, that's here, good. Wow, shuk, that means we went for flounders.
Ah.
Wow, shuk, that. We go for flounders.
Uh-huh.
Shuk, liada. Wow, shuk, that. Amu, that is caught fish. Amu, that. And then red snappers, nuka, kayulut.
What about eel?
We never ate them, or I don't know what they would call them. Hmm. They never pick them.
No?
Uh-uh.
Remember those little black ones on the beach?
Yeah, we never.
Mr. Berkowitz and Mr. Shepherd, my teachers, they fried them up for us.
Really?
Yeah, on the beach there.
Oh, be darned.
We went down for one of our classes, and that was the first time all of us kids, you know, we're all little and standing there waiting in the pool. He was the one who fried and said that we could eat it.
Oh, really?
So he fried it up on
there. Where did you get it from?
Right there, down from the school.
Oh.
You know, just before you head out.
In Old Carlo?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right there. And he made a fire. And because none of us ever ate that, you know, we ate
eels.
Flounder and everything.
Uh-huh.
But he said we could eat those snakes. That's what we call them, with snakes. And he says, no, they're eels. And he showed us and cleaned it, and we were just like, ew, you know. But when he fried it, all of us were shocked.
Were
they're pretty long.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And they had, you know, it was thin,
uh-huh.
You know. But he fried it, and the meat was white.
Oh.
And it was good. I'll never forget eating that eel. All of us were shocked that you could eat that. Because we always played with them, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he fried it for us.
Huh.
He had canned butter, too.
Oh, yeah.
I always think that canned butter made everything taste good.
Gosh, it's only 20 to 12 already.
I know, we
haven't been watching it much.
Yeah. Well, I got that. Talked for about 9 minutes. That was good, Graham. Thanks.
Well, sure, I'm the Ukshumi. We put a hello, Mr. Sila, looky on top the ice. And then when we're done picking some or spearing some, then we put them in a pack sack or in a paper bag and put them in a pack sack and pack them home. And I would clean what enough. I knew just how many to cook, you know. And we'd leave the rest outside, frozen. And when we get home, the flounders would be frozen. But you put them in the warm water, they come alive. They come alive. I was scared of them when they, the first time I didn't know that they always come alive, you know. And I didn't know that they come alive when you put them in the warm water. So I used to just let them thaw out and they'd be still alive. Mm. Yeah. Even all night they were frozen. Mm. A lot of people used to eat them when they're frozen. They just take all the skin off and rinse them out and put a little bit of salt and eat them.
Raw?
Mm-hmm. A lot of them. Especially when they're frozen.
Huh.
They like them frozen. I remember a lot of people eating them. I never tried them, though. I wouldn't eat them raw. Yeah, we used to eat a lot of flounders and then we'd make a lot of hiyak too, you know, kayushak, we called it. We didn't call it a hiyak. I don't know where they got that name from. But I remember my mom used to call it kayushak.
Kayushak?
Mm-hmm. That's pudding-like, you know.
Oh.
You know, cranberry pudding, or if you had high bush cranberries, that too.
Hmm.
And you eat them with flounders and potatoes and have kayushak, boy, that's good.
Hmm. Uh-huh.
And next day, I used to like them because I'd fry up a whole bunch. So we'll have some the next day or have them for breakfast. I like them. And the kids, they never used to, Jackie and Valen never used to forget how I used to fry them and the fins. And I wouldn't cut the fins off. A lot of people cut the fins off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I used to fry them with the fins on. I fried the fins just crisp, and they would be eating them just like eating crackers. They always think about that even now, how they used to eat the flounders like they were crackers, crispy, you know. Little, especially the little ones, just crispy. And the bone, there'll be just a little bit bones left in the middle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're good eating. I heard that now. They're trying to come back again. They disappeared from the lagoon.
Yeah.
They all disappeared. I don't know how come.
Huh.
But somebody said they're trying to come back again now. They catch a few every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to have some.
Yeah. We tried to get some. We just kept getting sold.
Oh.
This summer. We weren't getting any flounder.
Oh. Yeah. In Carlock, there's a lot of regular flounders.
Mm-hmm.
The lagoon. Gee, we used to play with the tiny little ones when we were kids.
Yeah.
Tiny little flounders.
They were like the silver dollars.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Small little flounders. Baby ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does the word mean? What it does when the stem is
okay. Today
exactly the
is
same.
Friday.
Uh-huh.
The
so it's all the ending of
May.
I know, I always told her one word you can say it so many ways.
Depending on what you're
11th.
One word.
We are at Florence's house
ways.
With Florence, Nick, Susie, my grandmother Clyda Christensen, and myself Teresa. Okay, so now
we're being immoralized.
Yeah, I forgot to put it on when we first came in. So.
Gooey-huck.
So how would I spell that? Huck. Is it R-A-Q or G-A-Q?
Gooey-huck. Huck.
G.
G.
U-A-Q. Gooey-huck.
Uh-huh.
G. G-U-A-Q.
Gooey-huck.
Or Stulu-huck.
Yeah, same ending.
Okay. Same ending. And that means that it's something like it.
Like an elbow.
Right.
Like.
But if we added that hook. to whatever end of the word.
It looks like it.
It looks like it.
Mm-hmm. It looks like it.
Okay. Looks like it, or something like it.
Something yeah. Like
it. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes the old people used to say, "Stulu hongjuk tishku." You know, that means a little a table.
Because when you say
it looks like a little table. There's all kinds of ways you can see.
When you put that hongjuk. Juk is always small.
Stulu Shinak is a big one. Mm-hmm. I always tell her we had a big stulu when we were 8 of us home. Mm-hmm. And then it wasn't enough. Papa had another stulu on the other side. We used to fight that for the other one. Because we all had to sit down on the table to eat. You don't see that no more. Mm-mm. Everybody sit down and eat.
Not very often. Sometimes I make my family sit down at the table.
Mm-hmm. My great-granddaughter, she still makes her kids sit down and they sit down and eat.
I was just going to say that when they had parties, it was always nechukwaik. There's going to be a party. Yeah, when they eat. We didn't have a word for party.
Your dialect is a little bit different.
Yeah.
We would say
See, we could still understand.
But you can, it's still the same with yours, but a little bit in between you guys have a little different dialect.
I never heard that kwe before. Kwe.
How would I spell that?
Kwe tashri to me.
Nah.
Kwe.
This with a K, A E, I guess.
Kwe.
Kwe. Kwe, A I.
A Kwe, two eyes. Kwe, Ut.
Kwe, yeah.
Ut. Kwe, apostrophe U T.
Kwe.
Would be gathering, right?
Uh huh.
That would be the.
But the root is to eat.
Kai. So the north, you would say Nahach Kwe Ut. Nahakwe.
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 That's when you have a party.
Nahakwe kudach to go. Okay.
We are going to have a party.
Okay. To come together to eat.
Kudach to good. Nahakwe kudach to good. To good.
During a birthday party.
We're going to put on some eats.
Adults used to have a birthday party, so they used to let the men eat first. All men. Nothing but men. Next would be the ladies. All.
Do you know why that is?
The wives. After that, then there'll be the children, the older children, then the little ones.
Do you know why they had the men eat first?
They respected the men more than the women, I
guess.
Well,
actually, I was reading an article from. When I was in Hawaii, I went to their museum and they were talking about that. And that's because of the life situation that men needed to be fed first for survival, because they're having them have food and nourishment is so important, because without them there would be no food gathering.
That's what so it was for home too.
But then the women gathered other stuff, you know, brown berries, plants.
The women cooked.
But the men were for the meat.
Yeah.
Dagen chale kachima kam maluna tangstun ka mitlamne kachima ngata. All men. On the floor. Twice I remember seeing them, two holes.
Okay, you said, Say it again. When they
eat what?
Katsing maludun. What's that?
Nakakweludun.
What's katsing maludun?
I really don't know because all I remember them saying is Kachima Kudachtagud Nugashkit.
That's a new word for me.
They got a men together. I guess when they were choosing a chief, who is going to be the next chief. Yeah, they sit on the floor. I seen them sitting on the floor just like the Eskimos, their legs like this. I peeked in one time, like I told you one time, they had a door like this. They had it shut about so far, and they had a girl laying up there. A girl laying up there to watch down, I guess. I don't know why. They had a girl laying on top there. In fact, it was her auntie that they had laying there, and they had a cocoon up on her, you know, like Eskimos have.
Kutuna,
they call them. They don't. At home, they call them Kutuna. Eskimos call them. What they call those?
I don't know if you want to.
Kashmak.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard. Now, how about Takmak?
Takmak is dress. Takmak is a dress.
And then what is Kutuna?
It's a made like a dress, but it's made a certain way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it Kutuna?
It's like a dress type, but then it's made for us just for that occasion.
Like
long sleeves and
ruffles, and would it be like a kashpak?
Yeah.
Would it
like
have
a kashpak,
ruffles?
Only it was flary. It was long. It wasn't nothing around here.
Oh, and
straight.
But then they had ribbons and.
Oh,
you
really?
Know, no. Down here was
I
ribbons.
Never heard this.
You never heard the
word. I seen what I heard. Her auntie was saying me just me, and she was the last one I seen laying on top that bench rock, and they had the door shut there where they were going in to serve the men. They had her serving the men then.
So she would go up there after she served?
Yeah, before and after, till they're all done. Kidam, whose dish is empty, then she'd have to come down and get it, and if he wants more, then she serves.
Well, you are just a wealth of knowledge.
I'm still wondering about that word you used.
Kachimak.
Kachimak.
Kachimaludum. That's how they used to call it. I remember them calling it, because I remember I was 9 years old, you know, when my mother died. And I was 5, 6 years old, and I always remember up to this day what my mother and them used to talk about all the time. I always tell her, I never forget.
So do
I guess
we
I'll
know
die before I even forget because everything is still in my mind.
Kachimaludun, do we know what that
Kachimaludun.
Means?
Get together, like a, maybe a meeting like, you know, because they're gonna choose a
maybe,
new
maybe.
Chief. To me, it's just like having a meeting. You know,
It means the same thing as gathering.
All men.
First, I was thinking about maybe she means the way they sat.
No.
You know?
No, kachimaludin. Get together.
Yeah. Okay, kachimaludin.
But then, I guess they're to change the chief and the second chief.
Yeah.
When the chief, you know, term is up, I guess, you know,
with a
K. Change. That's what I always understood.
Because when you kaduk, you throw.
Just like kadu. Kadu, heel.
Yeah.
You know.
It's with a K.
Just like we're getting together now. That's how the guys were, I guess, you know. Only it was all men.
Here we are gathering.
Okay, could we go back to that dress?
Kutunak.
So the dress itself was like
long sleeves, and then kind of decorated with, you know, they sewed the ribbons. They used to have pretty ribbons before.
Just like the one you made. Maybe I'm going to show her this one.
Maybe she has one.
Ribbon. But it wasn't like the snow falling parkas with all the tassels hanging down.
No, it was just plain white one, and then ribbons sewed on it, you know.
Would it have a collar?
Yeah, it had a collar.
No hood. And then it was long?
Long, down to her ankles. I seen her. But the second time I seen her wearing was a green kutuna.
Okay. And
so
would...
They must use to change or make it.
Would it have ruffle on the bottom or just be straight?
Yeah, maybe she could describe
it was flaring.
Maybe she could describe it looking at this. This one doesn't have long.
But it would have long.
It was something like this, only
straight side. Oh,
it was narrower here.
Oh, okay.
The way the woman
shaped.
It was flary.
Oh, A line maybe, huh?
Yeah.
Flary.
A line.
Yeah. Flary.
Yeah. We made it.
Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah. You made that.
Susie helped.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty.
So it would be shaped like
A line. Like this more?
Yeah.
But it would have a collar?
Yeah, it would have a collar and ribbon. Ribbon collar.
Like this or?
No, with ribbon. With a ribbon.
What kind of collar?
Just...
Like yours?
Yeah, just a collar. You know, the open collar.
Like a shirt?
And then they put a ribbon around the
like
collar.
A V?
Sew the ribbon, you know.
Like a V? Oh, a V, okay. Yeah. So it wouldn't be a stand-up collar like this?
No, it was not a stand-up collar.
And then they would wear this for?
Just that occasion only.
For just this?
Uh-huh.
This woman up in the corner?
Uh-huh. And the woman is laying down. And
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to take the...
It's too bad we never... Well, I was a little girl and she was little too.
So she would only be up there during this...
During this...
Would you call this a ceremony or just a meeting?
It's a meeting, but they call it kachimak.
Kachimak. Okay.
But they were being served with all kinds of food.
Okay. So she would. So the meeting would be here, and she would be up in a corner sitting.
No, up on top of the shelf here.
Why would she be on a shelf?
You know, they'd have a curtain like here over here.
Uh huh.
But they had a plank up here, so she don't fall off. That's where she was laying, watching into all those guys that's sitting.
Now, isn't that the strangest thing you've ever heard?
Mm-hmm. I've seen it myself.
Sounds real traditional.
I remember it. Mm-hmm. I seen it in the second house too.
Remember, Graham was a naughty little girl. She ran in to go look and take a peek.
Good.
That's
thing.
How she knows.
That's how I was always.
Kids
my sister used to tell me that you always want to listen to everything. Well, now it's still in my mind.
So how?
Upsadachluana. Maman good new work, good ni suki. Ma sister Marjo new chicaga. Nit niki waka student. Nit niki nit. Maman good ni danka.
So you would get into trouble.
Yeah. I used to, well, I'd go and tell her, my older sister, Mama, I'm going to tell you that.
Would it make any difference?
She'd just get mad at me.
And you'd still do it?
I still listen. I guess I used to listen. I was only 9 years old. Yeah. So no, before that.
How did she get chosen to do this?
Huh?
How did this girl get chosen?
I don't know.
How old do you think she was?
She must have been about 7, 8 years old.
7 or 8 only?
Seven or eight. She wasn't very big. She was same age as me. Because my mom died. My mom was still living when they had that one, that Kachimako. She must have been 9. Because my mom died when I was 9.
Okay. Would she have been the chief's daughter or anything?
Actually, she you was, know, Susie, you know how some girls are, like that girl from Akia. They like to get involved.
Oh, okay.
I think that's how they choose.
Okay.
They want
that makes sense.
This girl, her auntie was the blind old lady's cousin's daughter. And the blind old lady's cousin was the chief. Her cousin was the chief.
Uh-huh.
Her grandmother was, her great-grandma was blind. And they were cousins, though. And her cousin was a chief, her husband. And that's why I always think, that's why maybe he chose her, because of the cousins being cousins.
She had to be willing, though, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this gal who sat there, that's the only time, again, she wore that kind of dress that you saw in the
middle. Ceremonial.
That's the only time I saw her.
Was it made out of fabric?
Yeah. Uh-huh. From the store. Wow. Like I said, they used to have pretty ribbons before, remember them? Mm-hmm. Did you remember those? They had pretty ribbons before.
We don't see them anymore.
We always had ribbons at home. My mom used to, when I started going to school, my mom used to
have
great big ribbons in my hair.
Oh yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The way you call it.
She used to
tie them. Like a present.
my mom used to braid our hair because our hair was long. Every morning, there were two of us, my older sister and I, she'd braid our hair and then tie those big ribbons on the back. Mm. Nice ribbons. Mm. But right after school, we got to take them off.
Save them.
Those things stay again.
Who was that old blind woman that lived with Nikita?
Huh?
That lived with Nikita.
Sashnika.
Sashnika.
Oh, I forgot her name.
Huh.
Daria, I think was her name.
See, all I remember, every time we got to Karluk on the mail boat, Mama would always take me to
see her
to feel me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every time.
To see if you were okay or...
Just
that was Nikita's,
how,
Marina's husband's auntie.
Oh.
Sophie's great aunt, I guess.
Oh.
I asked Marina one time, what was Sashkika to you? Because I knew them real well, you know. And after I got married to her real grandpa, I used to take the blind old lady when Sashkika was sick. Mm. She had a great big boil on her back of her. On her back, you know.
Mm.
I guess I told you about that. How she fixed it.
So did she die from that, Noah?
No, that blind old lady doctored her. She had a big boil.
Another blind woman?
Pain. They always say pain would boil. This boil had a bachtach it.
I
look teached on.
I know.
She had a boil, but then pain, and it didn't have a hole or anything.
Oh,
it wasn't a. It was solid, and it was real big.
I don't know that I would work.
Aningwak.
Aningwak.
Yeah.
Nasu yoshkaka. Aningwak haluko.
and
Aning, going out.
Oh, wow. That makes sense.
Paying in the nip of them. And Unconia Grandma, no port at who, Ang Pagangan, and she lanced.
What was pus? There was pus too, but they were pussy.
Yeah.
They had a lot of pus.
But she used a whale sinew.
Don't say too much.
Whale sinew to...
they don't have it in here.
Oh.
P-U-S-S. Yeah. She said, wait. Yeah, don't say too much. She wants to hear.
Oh.
Yeah, you told us about the whale sinew. We've got that recorded. Yeah, that is amazing. Mm-hmm.
That's what she doctored her with.
Yeah.
Whale sinew, because that boil was so big and it was so infected, you know.
They don't seem to get boils as much as they used to. Wonder what they were from.
Terrible. I don't know.
I think I'm being dirty.
They were very contagious.
Yes. Yeah. My brother used to get them a lot.
Before.
Some people just seem to get them easier than others.
Make sure I ask you all. I'm going to rewrite all this.
Pus is not in here.
Maybe. Would you call it something else?
I
think that's the only way.
They had a name for infection. I'm getting sore. You know, since my husband has been up there at the care center, I have nobody to talk to in Aleut. Him and I talk in Aleut all the time. Now it's hard for me to try and talk to anybody in the Aleut. I've got to try and think of the name or something.
Yeah.
It's hard. Him and I always talk Aleut all the time.
Infection.
Imangluni.
Philip.
Aningwa. Pengin nani ashido. That means it's infected.
Without the point.
Ikanakunani.
Yeah, when they get the point there. And you got to get the core out, the heart. The heart.
No infection, just a sore. But he has pubic, that's a
pubic
pimple.
Is a pimple.
Yeah, that's not a sore, really.
She doctored her with nothing but that quail sinew, I told you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the scrape.
Every day.
The sinew.
Yeah.
Remember, they tried so many different stuff. Brown sugar.
Yeah, they used brown soap with a little bit of sugar.
Sugar, yeah, brown.
Really?
Phil's not the soap.
With sugar to cure the infection?
To try to draw it out.
Really?
Draw it out. Yeah. When they first got Phil's not the soap, I remember they used it.
Yeah, Phil's not the soap.
And then Yakmikat used to come rolled up tobacco.
Fearless.
In leaves, you know.
Fearless, huh?
They used to soak them in warm water. And then they
was
put that on too. Those really work
to draw the
infection.
Yeah, they used to have them long.
And summertime, if you have infection, they use the salmon berry leaves. Too, for infection.
They used to put tea in their mouth and...
Hey.
Tea in their mouth and they put it in their...
Yuck.
They used to grind them.
Yeah.
Yeah. The jeep pen.
Meelik. That's what we called meelik, huh?
Meelik.
Yeah, meeliluku. But the they used to save the ashes from the stove, wood mm-hmm. ashes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cottonwood or alder.
But a lot of the people used to pick bark from the beach.
Oh.
Old bark, those small ones that's been dried up, and rain had been on them for so long, you know, mm-hmm. got all the salt off, I guess. They'd go and pick those little bark from the
pieces
beach to make ashes for the those tobacco when they were using them for ikmik.
I guess meelik is just grind up.
There was one girl that tried to let me try some home one time, and when I told her that I was going to tell on her to my dad, she had a little bow and arrow. She shot me. I was on mark over here. Just missed my eye. She had a little bow and arrow. Her dad must have made her one. And she shot me when I said, no, I don't want to have that. How come you're putting that in your mouth? Natalie does that. I was bleeding here. I went down to Papa and I told him. Natalie was trying to put some snuff in my mouth.
You told on her anyway, huh?
Yeah. Boys, he went after them.
So they would take those pieces of bark from the beach,
uh-huh.
and after the rain washed off the salt water, grind them for the ikmik?
Yeah, they burn them and make ashes. They burn them separate, you know, and make ashes.
And that's where
and then strain it.
In other words, you can
put them away in the cans.
Kuli yangak.
For the ikmik.
Chuzi.
What's that?
Old and way up on the bank where the rain washed the salt off, I guess.
I wonder why they couldn't just soak the salt up.
I don't know why they didn't.